This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, new fashion techniques for the new year, new ways to straighten curly hair. First, though, the investigation into who leaked the identity of a covert CIA agent to newspaper columnist Robert Novak took a new twist this week. Attorney General John Ashcroft recused himself from the probe, and the U.S. attorney in Chicago was named as a special prosecutor in the case. Democrats and a number of editorial pages have been demanding a special prosecutor to determine who that leaker was. But Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley, himself a longtime columnist, is wondering whether his old colleague, Bob Novak, in this case, should really be protecting this anonymous source. Hello, Mike. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Alex.
And let's begin by reminding people of some more of the details of this case. Back in July, Robert Novak wrote that senior administration officials had revealed the identity of a woman whose name is pronounced, I believe, Valerie Plame. She's a CIA operative. So give us a little more background. Who is Valerie Plame and what's all this about?
Well, she is a CIA agent, apparently. She's also the wife of a man named Joe Wilson, who was sent by the government, the U.S. government, to investigate the question of whether Saddam Hussein had got uranium from Africa. Bush, President Bush, if you remember, said that in the State of the Union address. It became very controversial, and Wilson wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times saying it wasn't true. And the administration was very upset and apparently outed his wife as a CIA agent in some sort of revenge act.
Because he was against the president's Iraq policy. And so she's named by this columnist, Robert Novak. And it turns out to be a crime, a felony, to name a CIA agent. So now there's
allegedly, it's a complicated law.
It's certainly led to reviving two long-running dramas in Washington, one having to do with special prosecutors, the other with journalists and the First Amendment.
Right. This is what struck me as strange about it, because every right-minded person believes that reporters ought to protect their sources in order to advance the First Amendment and encourage people to speak out when they see wrongdoing. Everyone believes also that there should be special prosecutors when there is wrongdoing by the administration, and that wrongdoing should be punished. So you put those two together, and you get everyone believes that these sources should be named, and everyone believes these sources should not be named.
Where do you come down on this?
Well, I come down squarely in the middle on that, Alex. But I do think you protect the source because you want to encourage future leaks. And leaks are very important to journalism and, I think, to democracy. But not all leaks are good. Leaks that are strictly malevolent to damage individuals are not necessarily a good thing. Leaks that are illegal are not a good thing.
The trouble is that the government contended for a long time, and some people would still contend, that the leak of something like the Pentagon Papers was horribly illegal and a great threat to national security. How do you decide what's an illegal leak and what isn't?
I don't think you necessarily take at face value every claim that a leak is illegal. You're right, Alex, that it's not enough simply that there may be some obscure law that the government claims is being violated by this leak. But if the leak advances an illegal purpose, sort of apart from leaking itself, in this case, for example, naming an intelligence agent, that is very serious. Now, there are people who say, and they may be right, that this is not really damaging to American national security, because Valerie Plame was not really covert and was moving into administration. But if this was a leak that seriously damaged national security, I don't know why a journalist would wish to defend it and thereby encourage more people to give that kind of leak. That just doesn't make sense.
Opinion and analysis from Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley. Mike, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks, Alex. Happy New Year.